From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly.
The American Lung Association released the results of its 17th annual State of the Air report on Wednesday. It's a report card on the nation's air quality that looks at ozone and particle pollution and ranks metro areas across the country. When it comes to air quality in the Lone Star State, there's good news and there's bad news. That's according to Joanna Struther from the American Lung Association.
We are still seeing a high number of, days of air quality where their levels are very unhealthy, but we're seeing less of those days.
The Dallas-Fort Worth region ranked as the 11th worst metro area in the country for ozone pollution. That's better than last year's report, which ranked North Texas 7th worst. Houston, Austin, and San Antonio also did better this year. Struther says that fits a general trend in the Southwest region.
21 of the 25 cities most polluted by ozone had fewer unhealthy air days on average, and 5 of those cities reached their lowest averages ever. And 3 of those are actually in Texas. They're Austin, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and Houston.
Still, all of the big Texas cities received poor marks for ozone pollution. They scored better on particle pollution, which refers to microscopic irritants in the air that can lodge deep in the lungs and take a huge toll on people's health. Air pollution is especially bad for kids and the elderly, as well as folks with lung conditions and heart problems. Making the air cleaner is complicated, though, because the pollution comes from a range of sources. Some of it, Struther says, individuals can control.
We ask people to, on the no-burn days, not to burn firewood, biking to work, carpooling, even fueling your gas tank at night all helps to lessen the burden of unhealthy air.
Struther says stronger standards for cars, trucks, boats, and other vehicles have helped cut down on smog-producing emissions. She says the Lung Association is backing President Obama's clean power plan that would limit pollution from coal-fired power plants, but she says there's one more factor that's making things worse.
We do know, and we have seen from this report, that climate change is really affecting the quality of air as well.
One more piece of bad news. Only 35 Texas counties actually monitor air quality, so there are a lot of people out there who might be at risk from air pollution, but can't even be counted. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.